Saturday marks the 47th celebration of Earth Day, started by former Wisconsin Governor Gaylord Nelson. So what better time to bring No Impact Guy to Milwaukee? He's taken Nelson's message to heart. Protect the Earth, its water, land, and air. Monday, as we begin a week-long series of stories, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduces us to someone trying to do his part. While some might find his steps extreme, local students are following his lead.
Colin Bevan was in his mid-40s when he found himself washing his clothes in the bathtub.
What we would do is we would throw the dirty clothes in the bathtub and laundry soap, and we would stomp it.
Bevan had not hit on hard times. His was an intentional act. He set out to become No Impact Man. But let's back up a bit. The Brooklyn, New York resident was not a dyed-in-the-wool environmentalist. He did remember his grandmother teaching him not to waste anything. And then about a decade ago, something clicked.
Because mounting news about climate change, the Iraq war, I realized that I had to change my career and I needed to actually bring back the social mission into my work.
A writer by trade, Bevan wanted to pick up his pen and chastise whomever would listen.
And one day, a hot summer's day, I was thinking about what book I would write. And I came into my apartment in New York and it was boiling hot in the corridor of my apartment building. I opened the door to my apartment and this frigid air came out because I had left both air conditioners on all day long, you know, because I didn't want to have to wait 20 minutes for my apartment to cool down.
Bevan realized he was part of the problem. Within weeks, he, his wife, and 2-year-old daughter set out to eliminate one modern convenience at a time. That's where the washing shirts in the bathtub came in.
We got rid of our TV, which meant we spent more time with each other as a family and with our friends. We played charades. On hot days, there was no air conditioning. We would go to Washington Square Park, and my daughter Isabella would play in the fountain.
Bevan's book, No Impact Men, summed up the year. The book morphed into a documentary and a nonprofit bearing the same name. Bevan says it's not an attempt to turn back the clock to 19th century living.
I realized that I have the power to change my life. And, you know, I'm here in Wisconsin to give a talk to students. And basically, that's what I'll be talking about, that they are capable of shaping their lives and shaping the society that they live in a way that's better for all of us.
A few dozen people showed up to hear Bevan's message at UWM. Junior Jessica Hufford invited him. She learned about Bevan last year by chance after stumbling upon his documentary.
So I sat down with my parents, we watched it like that weekend, and I thought it was really cool. And so I looked up the challenge for myself, and I got the residence halls on campus doing the challenge with me. I had 30 people doing it.
That was last year. The mechanical engineering major says since then, she's tried to incorporate environmentalism into everything she does.
I live on the 17th floor of Sandberg and I take the stairs. Even with my luggage after spring break, I carry it like, and I talk about the challenge a lot to everyone I meet.
This year, Marquette University student Hannah Badeau signed up for the challenge and she brought friends.
And none of them have read it except for me.
What is it?
The No Impact Man? Yeah. And literally like, this book really, like, earnestly, it changed my life.
Give me an example.
Well, in terms of money, like, I don't wash my hair with shampoo. I just use baking soda. I use baking soda to brush my teeth. I use baking soda for deodorant. I make my own soap. And I live in a dorm. So, like, it's all incredibly possible.
Oh, Lord. I don't know, Hannah.
Her friend Lorica Jackson signed up, but admits she's skeptical.
Hannah's going to be, like, my little advocate pushing me along, I know for sure. So. Oh, yeah. I feel like the trash, producing no trash will probably be pretty hard.
Jackson is a freshman at the Milwaukee School of Art and Design and says she reuses things, but
it's kind of a very interesting balance because we're reusing things all the time, but we're also throwing away all of our waste and all of our wasted products. So
you guys are really bad at recycling.
Yeah, recycling is awful. You can literally watch. We have recycling bins in the school, but they will literally take everything in the recycle bins, throw them in the dumpster of trash.
If No Impact Man Colin Bevan were here, he'd probably tell Lorica Jackson to simply make the most of the Earth Week retreat from consumerism. Every step helps.
Yeah.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.